Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning. This is Doug Young. Welcome to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in beautiful downtown Salina. I'm substituting today. I don't do this very often, but today we've got Thomas not able to be here and Kevin not be able to be here. So we've got a couple of real fine guests today, and we'll go on with the radio show. This broadcast is sponsored and hosted by the Clay County Three-Star Program, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, along with WBFB 101.5 on your radio dial. So if you have some friends that might not be listening right now, give them a call and have them tune in. This show will be replayed this afternoon at 6 p.m. So if you miss it today, you can tune in tonight and be able to pick it up there. And you also will be able to pick it up on Facebook at the Horizon location. All right, this morning our first guest is from the American Job Center. We've been working with this guy for some time now. Jimmy Simpson, official title I think is the Local Veterans Employment Representative.
Yes, sir.
And it's my understanding you've got an event planned headed this way.
Yes, we are working along with the chamber on a outdoor drive-in job fair. Things have had to get kind of creative over the last several months. The state, with all the limitations, doesn't want us doing the old style inside job fairs, so we've pulled everything out into the parking lot. Salina Church of Christ over at 302 Church Avenue has blessed us with being able to use their parking lot on October 19th. Employer setup will be at 8 a.m. The event itself will run from 9 a.m. to noon. Basically, people will come in, stay in their cars. We'll take just a little bit of intake information from them, give them a map of where all the employers will be in the parking lot, and literally they'll drive through and there'll be room to pull up and park right there at the employer of their choice, just like you would do at a regular job fair where you'd walk up to the table. Here you're going to pull up and park right there. The employers will come out, speak with you, hopefully hire you right there on the spot. We've had several of these. This is actually the fourth one that we've had in the Upper Cumberland in the last month. All of it started September 14th in Putnam County. We averaged one job seeker coming through every 5 minutes. By the time that one was said and done, 38% of the people that had come through had jobs.
That's great.
We did another one in Cumberland County. That one had 52 individuals come through, so about the same average. They had more employers. They had about 20 employers at that one. Then we had another one just down the street here in Smith County a couple of weeks ago. That one got kind of rained out. We got about an hour, and 50% of the individuals that came through that one in that hour got hired. So right now we're looking for employers. If an employer would like to be part of this, feel free to either get in touch with Dr. Young. He can get you to me, or you can call me directly at 931-520-9523. I'm working right now with about 14 local employers trying to get them on board, so hopefully we'll have the parking lot full and be able to see some folks get back to work up here in Clay County.
Well, right now our unemployment rate is higher than some others around us. Mm-hmm. However, it's not as high as it has been. Mm-hmm. So the virus hadn't just completely devastated us. Tell me a little bit more about the job center.
Well, the American Jobs Center has gone through several iterations over the years. Back in the 80s and early 90s, it was the unemployment office. Everybody, a lot of folks today even call it the unemployment office. From there, it transitioned to the Tennessee Career Center about the middle of the early 2000s. And from the Tennessee Career Center, Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act was passed, I believe, in 2014. It's federal law. And it mandates and stipulates how workforce development and job services will be provided across the country. So the American Jobs Center is now a staple across the country. It partners state agencies, local agencies, federal agencies together, all with the purpose, Dr. Young, of seeing people be self-sufficient and be able to meet their own needs through work. We have several different programs. The Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act calls for five different titles, titles 1 through 5. Title 1 is primarily job experience, work experience for younger folks and seniors is Title 5, but with Title 1, people 16 to 24 can work through that program, getting paid work experience. Title 2, of course, is adult education. We work very closely with adult ed. Adult ed can actually even go in and provide skills refreshers and training in an employer's business. They've gone in before and done GED classes, the new HISET. They've actually gone in and done GED prep in the break rooms of employers during lunch to help improve the skills of the employees. Title III is all of the state agencies, the state services that are provided through Wagner-Prizer. Title IV is vocational rehabilitation. There, individuals with mental, physical limitations can work with the vocational rehab folks toward gainful employment. And Title V, there you have your senior paid work experience or mainly part-time employment services for folks 55 and older. But the American Jobs Center really, not just for job seekers, but for employers, if there is anything to do with employment services, anything to do with improving the workforce, anything to do with recruiting employees, we can help with it. And the beautiful part of it is, it's free. Jobsfortn.gov is one of our huge resources. Employers quite often pay thousands of dollars to have access to recruiting outlets like Indeed, Snagajob, Monster were some of the big ones. Jobs for TN can do everything that Indeed can do, but we do it for free for the employer. One of the things that I do, in fact I'll be doing this afternoon, is I provide training for employers on the employer functionality in Jobs for TN, how to go in and create their business, how to set up different locations if they've got multiple offices, how to coordinate various contacts, primarily HR individuals that'll be posting jobs and screening folks. Then we go on into posting jobs and then active recruiting. In the system, employers have the ability, once they post a job, to be able to go in and search based on those job requirements they've identified, and it'll give them a list of folks that meet those requirements that then they can actively recruit. Another benefit to using Jobs for TN is it is what's known as the local employment delivery system for the state of Tennessee. There, it meets the requirement if a company is a federal contractor, has federal contracts in any way, shape, form, or fashion, they have certain requirements that they have to meet in order to keep those contracts as far as recruiting. And Jobs for TN, posting their jobs there, meets the requirement across the state. But we do anything and everything. We think completely outside of the box. If an employer needs something, we're going to do everything we can to help them with that. Same thing with job seekers. We have resources available as far as preparation, interview preparation, dress for success, all kinds of things that we do to help folks get jobs.
That's great. We'll come back and talk about that some more in just a minute. Jimmy, we're going to break for a commercial, and we'll take it back to the station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back. We are we're talking to Jimmy Simpson. Jimmy's with the American Job Center. And Jimmy, let's just continue our conversation. I've had the opportunity to work some with the Job Center. You know, we started a program here about a year ago training people to do a work at home program.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have been great if we could have done that 2 years ago and had all these people trained for that. But about the time we got cranked up and started training people, the virus came and we had to close down. People were in too close proximity to each other to be able to continue that program. But it was a good program, and you folks over at the Job Center really, really worked hard to help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time, there's been some programs that have come down that would have made the work at home program even better.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate you guys. It's interesting to me that we have all these programs for people, and many times they don't know about it. And so this is one way of getting the word out. What can you tell us about some other programs you have at the Job Center?
Well, actually, let's go back to Title III, the state programs. There we have different career specialists that coordinate the state programs that are available, one of them being TAA, which is Trade Adjusted Assistance. They're individuals that are impacted by business closures where jobs are going out of the country. There are funds available to send those employees that lose their job because of that back to school for, I believe, up to an associate's degree level of training to retrain those individuals to go out and do other jobs. I've actually had two personal friends that were impacted by trade adjustment layoffs that were able to go back, and both of them went to, I believe one went to Ball State and one went to TCAT. Both of them ended up with, you know, really great careers after that. Another program that is starting back up, it had to stop because of the coronavirus. Of course, that has given us a chance. I tell you what, 2020 has just, it's been a mess, but things are looking up. You know, there's always a positive on the other side of every negative. But this other program, it's RESEA, it's Reemployment Services. And what it does, it takes certain individuals, basically it's luck of the draw as to who gets picked to participate in this program, but individuals that are receiving unemployment assistance will go through the RESEA program where they receive training on job search, they receive training on resume preparation, they receive training on interview skills, all of that's done online. They also meet with a career specialist. Right now that's all being done virtually, but they'll meet with that career specialist, I believe, once a week, once every 2 weeks. They'll review all of their job search activities, which that's a big point that needs to be made. Unemployment is back to what it was before the coronavirus as far as program requirements. At this point in the state of Tennessee, if an individual is receiving unemployment benefits, that individual has to complete and record in Jobs for TN at least three job search activities per week. That could be applying for a job, an interview, even the training that's available can count for that. But you have the RESA program there. Then we have another career specialist that does temporary assistance for needy families, food stamps, education and training. Individuals receiving assistance for needy families are eligible. That they're referred through DHS or they self-refer. And they're eligible to receive training very similar to what I mentioned with TAA, where they can go back to school for a couple of years. I believe the maximum is 2 years. Get that training, get the benefit of being able to get that certificate or that associate's degree. A lot of folks go back to TCAT, go back to the College of Applied Technology, go through the various career preparation programs there, welding and auto mechanics, all of that. But the goal is that at the end of their training, these individuals are then able to support themselves, no longer need that temporary assistance to needy families, no longer need the food stamps and all the other things that are out there, and they're able to be self-sufficient. There's something about the pride of being able to take care of oneself. And that's really where everything that we do at the American Job Center goes to, is making people self-sufficient and independent. Another program, one that's near and dear to my heart, is the Jobs for Veterans State Grant. That provides for two different employees. One is myself, local veterans employment representative, and my main job is establishing relationships with employers through different means, different chamber committees, job fairs, all of the different things that are available, to be able that when I get a veteran who is job ready, I can pick up a phone and give an employer a call and say, hey, I've got somebody here that I think would fit. And just to give you an example of how that has worked, Walter Wyatt is the Veterans Outreach Specialist in Crossville. Walt gave me a call one day and said, hey, I've got a vet here, and he wants to work for an employer in Cookeville. Do you have any connections? Well, I'm actually very well connected with that employer. I gave them a call, talked to Will. I said, Will, we've got a vet that wants to work for you. When can he come talk to you? Will says, I'm hiring right now. I'm interviewing. Get him down here. 3 hours after that veteran was referred to me, he had a full-time job.
That's great.
The other side to the Jobs for Veterans State Grant is the Disabled Veterans Outreach Specialist. That individual, Walter Wyatt in Crossville, we're getting ready to hire a new one in Cookeville, works with military veterans that have barriers to employment. That could be physical, it could be mental, it could be the fact that they have spent 20 years in the military, just retired, and that's the only thing they've ever known. Believe it or not, that is a barrier to civilian employment. But works with those individuals to mitigate, eliminate those barriers. Some things as minor, like I said, as need a resume. Some things as serious as chronic homelessness, drug addiction, post-combat related stress issues. Our veterans outreach specialist, their main purpose is to connect veterans with other outside resources to help them deal with the issues that they're dealing with, so that the end result, again, is that self-sufficient individual who's able to go out, be productive in society, able to work to feed their families, and also to help society and the community. So that's some of the big programs that really a lot of folks don't hear about a whole lot.
I just hope there's a lot of people listening today, because there's so much help out there for them.
There is.
We'll be back in just a moment. We'll take another break right now, and we'll be back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks. but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
Your determination. Our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back. We're talking today to Jimmy Simpson. Jimmy is with the American Job Center, and he's been giving us a lot of really good information. Let me throw a question. I've been asked this question recently. We've got a lot of carpenters and plumbers and electricians around who would like to take the training to become licensed contractors. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of a program that could help them out with that?
Off top of my head, I am not aware of anything, but that doesn't mean it's not out there. I tell you what, I know that the
TCAT offers a training program. I just wondered if there's any financial support to help them with that.
Now, here's the thing. If that individual was trade affected, or was, eligible for the temporary assistance for needy families, those kind of programs, then yes. They would be able to use those education benefits to go to TCAT or Vol State or whoever, Montlow, whatever, to be able to get that education. But what I'll do, I will ask that when I get back to the office, and I'll give you a call back because that's something I've not been asked before.
Well, another question. I talked to some folks every once in a while who have graduated from high school and couldn't find a job here, so they found them a job somewhere else, sometimes far away, 300-500 miles away. Mm-hmm. And they have a dream. Their dream is to move back home.
Right.
And they may have a good job somewhere else, but there may be a good job today available here.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need to contact you? And if so, how do they do that?
Oh, most definitely. We don't have a specific job center here in Clay County. There is a presence in Macon County. Cindy Holland is the worker up in the career specialist in Macon County. But the best way, give us a call. You can give me a call. My number is 931-520-9523. I may not have the answer for you, but I'll find the answer. I'll get you to somebody that knows. The biggest problem that I have run into is what you and I were talking about. Folks aren't aware that these are out there. When I first started with the Department of Labor several years ago, 9 years ago now, I was the Veterans Outreach Specialist in Cookeville. And very quickly I learned that I was one of the best-kept secrets in the Upper Cumberland region. None of the veterans groups, the people that needed the services, the people that I was there to serve, knew that I was there. So that's one reason why I love doing stuff like this, getting out in the community, making sure that people know, because here's the thing. The folks that are listening to us right now, they may not need the services of the AJC, but they may have a nephew, a niece, a grandson, a son, a daughter that does. And sharing that information word of mouth is the best advertisement around, Dr. Young.
Well, you guys have a web page. Do you have a bunch of links on that web page that if they've got a particular situation that they could go to?
Yes. Of course, tn.gov. There they can get connected to all the various departments, Department of Labor and Workforce Development, of course, and there are links even for employers. There are links there to unemployment questions, to information about the various programs that I've spoke about today. But yeah, all of that is available. It's very simple. tn.gov. And from there, they'll be able to whittle down to workforce development and find everything that they could need.
So these people that I just mentioned that may have moved away after they graduated from high school and have been away for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and because there weren't jobs around here at that time, if they log on with you
mm-hmm.
and start looking, they might find a job in this area. And be able to come back home
right.
and maybe raise their kids and let them go to school here in Clay County like they did.
Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned earlier, and as a huge resource, if someone's primary need is to find a job, one of the best resources in the state of Tennessee is jobs, the number 4, so J-O-B-S, the numeral 4, T-N, .gov. Go in, create yourself an employee account, and start looking. There are jobs out there that are available online, and the beautiful thing about jobs for T-N is even employers that don't directly post to our site, there are web search spiders that they call them that go out and hit those other job posting forums, Indeed, Monster, Snagajob, all of those, and will bring in to Jobs for TN jobs in those applications that have Tennessee zip codes. So you can really go to Jobs for TN and get the information about, I would be willing to say, 95% of the jobs in Tennessee.
Well, what have you and I not talked about today that you think we might ought to have talked about?
Dr. Young, I've covered about everything that I can cover right now, but I definitely appreciate it. If you don't care, let me just reiterate, October 19th, we're going to be hosting a outdoor drive-in job fair. Now, masks are required for all participants that are not able to social distance. So when you pull in and park at an employer's table, you need to have a mask on because they're going to come up, talk to you. They'll be closer than 6 feet. They'll have a mask on. But the event runs from 9 a.m. to noon. If there is inclement weather that day, which here's the thing, if there's, you know, a 30% chance of, you know, a sprinkle here or there, we're going to set up. If it's coming a monsoon, then we're going to back off. But the rain date will be October 22nd, which is just 3 days later, that Thursday. But again, October 19th, that's Monday coming up a week. And employers, if you'd like to participate, give me a phone call, 931-520-9523. I'll be more than happy to share all the information with you and get you a spot reserved.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for coming today, and we'll have you back. You've got a lot of really good information there, and we may need to start kind of spotlighting just one area and zero in on that, or kind of pay attention as you go through the job fair, and you mm-hmm. might see a need to get information out that's not out there. So let us know how you do with the job fair, and mm-hmm. anything that we can do at the chamber to support you, just let us know. And if you're listening out there, if you didn't get Jimmy's number, if you'll call us at the chamber, that's 243-3338, then we'll get you in contact with Jimmy and see if you can help you get a job if you've not got one, or maybe you want to upgrade your job. There might be some better jobs out there that you might want to go after. Well, we'll break right now, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Our next guest today is not really a guest. She's on board now. She's our new administrative assistant down at the Chamber of Commerce. You've not been with us a month yet, have you, Taylor?
No, yes, today is the 8th. I've been here a month today.
A month today. Well, we might ought to put you on the anniversary list. We've been busy in this month.
Yes,
we've got a lot accomplished, but it seems like we spent a lot of time sitting around the table just doing administrivia,
mm-hmm.
and we have.
Yeah.
But we've got an infrastructure together now, I think,
mm-hmm.
that you and I can work as a team on, and we seem to be doing that pretty well. Tell us a couple of, just give me a couple of events that might be in your head right now that's going on.
Today at the library at 10 o'clock, they are having a magic show for all the kiddos and kids at heart that want to come out and see a magic show. He's coming from, I believe, the Cookeville area. Miss Judith called and reminded me about it last night. I had forgot about it. And so my kids are headed over there right now with their grandparents. And then the sesquicentennial event will be on the 24th at Hermitage Springs Park. They're right off DC2. And it'll be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They will have demonstrators in period time clothing. They will have food that is actually made, like how they used to make it in the cast iron skillets, cast iron pots. Everything will be in accordance to CDC guidelines and Tennessee guidelines as far as the food is. It is a free event. You'll see signs up around the community that we help make over there at the chamber. And there'll be a Facebook page made here pretty soon. And they will just come, go, and see some old-time history that's there.
I believe they're calling that a walk-through history.
Yes, they are. So from my understanding, they're going to have each thing where you just actually really walk through it. They're going to have it set up enough that it's going to be able to social distance, have room for play, room for running. They're going to have all kinds of old games that were around and old toys. They're just going to have a big old time over there, it sounds like.
We've not had as many events as we normally have in the summertime, but I noticed in the last couple of weekends we've had quite a bit. You know, we had a fishing tournament at the lake. We had a car show. We had an exciting ball game.
Yes,
I'm telling you, right down to the last second, it was homecoming, so we had a parade. And what else have we had? We had a whole bunch of stuff.
April and Nick Patterson, they had their barn sale. That was a success. The Hayes House, I forgot about them since you mentioned that. They are having their pumpkin packs this weekend and every weekend the rest of October. They'll have a petting zoo. They have tons of stuff for the kids. They have food set up. We're going this weekend with my mama when she comes in, so we're excited about that. And I also forgot that Cash Express is having their drive-by trick-or-treat on Halloween night. They can call the chamber or call Cash Express for more information. I believe it starts at 6 p.m. up there, and so they'll have different booths set up, and they'll just drive through and, I guess, hold their bucket out the window to get the candy dropped in. I don't really know how they're going to do that, but that sounds fun. And we'll be up there so they can come get candy from me and you. And then... Well, I think that's all the events that we've had, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it is a lot.
Well, we'll mention a couple of other things that are happening through the chamber. We've been able to get a grant, and we have 2,000 masks on order. They don't have the sesquicentennial logo on them, and we don't know when they'll be here, but we're hoping they'll be here by the time the event that's planned at Harvard Springs mm-hmm. will be there, and we'll be able to hand those out. And we've been able to do some work with the local marinas association, and we put together a merchants association. We're being helped with the state tourism department with that, and the state tourism department has been flooded with some grant money that I mentioned, and they're overworked. So they put us on the back burner until they can get through that. But they'll be back to us, and we'll be working with that program. And we've had the Upper Cumberland Tourism Association to come over and shoot a video, and they ought to have that ready before long, of the downtown area and what we have to offer in downtown Salina. And we've also had Tennessee Tech, the Center for Rural Innovation, to come over, and they made some still shots, and they're working on those, prioritizing them and categorizing them and getting those ready. We've had a couple of ribbon cuttings lately, and those are always exciting and usually creating some jobs, and we're going ahead with our ECD board meetings or ID board meetings or workforce development meetings. We're still meeting and spreading out as much as we can, and then they're absolutely wearing us out with Zooms and webinars online, and they've kind of slowed down this week.
Yeah,
but you know, for a while there, we were just every day having to spend an hour or two online.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask a big question right here. You've been with the Chamber of Commerce for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it what you expected? Is it what you thought it would be?
Not in some ways. In other ways, yeah. The Chamber does a lot more than what I originally thought, you know, like we discussed a few weeks ago. I didn't know that all these programs were here. I didn't know all these committees met. And, you know, that's just a lack of marketing and a lack of advertising. And so that's why you brought me on board.
Yes.
To make all this known. And I tell you, I've hit the pavement, it feels like. And I'm fixing to hit the pavement some more because you've got some big stuff in plan for us. And so we've increased our social media presence, and I feel like that helped a lot as far as getting the word out about what all the Chamber does do.
Well, you know, we spent about a week just getting what do you call those things? A database?
Uh-huh.
Getting a database together. Taylor is certainly more technologically advanced than I am, and she brings those skills to the Chamber. And and being able to have all the businesses, we feel like we've probably got over 90% of the businesses now in our database.
Mm-hmm.
So we can communicate with them just instantly. If something comes out of the state or federal government that would be of benefit to them, we can fire it right to them, and they don't have to look at Facebook. They don't have to go to the web page. It's going directly to them.
Yeah.
And we feel like that'll be a good service for them.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully here's another thing that we're planning. You and I, this for the remainder of this month, will be working on Chamber of Commerce activities.
Mm-hmm.
That we're wanting to build a stronger Chamber of Commerce with more businesses as members. And so we'll be working on that this week and try to come up with some real benefits that businesses have for joining the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I'll throw it back to you now.
Well, I just remembered, too, that they're having the second Harvest Clay County Mobile Food Pantry tomorrow beginning at 9:15 at the Clay County High School. I forgot about that until just a moment ago. Everybody needs to go out. You know, if you need help, there's no shame in going to get that. And it's on that blacktop, so that'll be much easier for everybody to just drive in. They'll wheel that buggy of food out to you, and you can be on your way. As far as the Chamber business, I've got so many things in my head, I don't know which one you're talking about.
I can probably pick up and go with one right here. At our Workforce Development Committee, Kevin Donaldson is still chairing that, and they're beginning to put together some really great programs. We have a new program at the high school that I suppose Kevin is talking about. It's a welding program, and at some point in time, when we start turning out a lot of welders out of our local high school, then we can start recruiting industry to come here that needs welders, because that's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
These companies, when they start looking for a place to locate, the number one thing they're looking at is whether or not you have a qualified workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to get our workforce beefed up so we can tell them, hey, come on down to Clay County and we can put a lot of people to work. Now, I mentioned this to Jimmy while he was here. I've been told that we still have a lot of people who have moved away in recent years after they graduated from high school because they couldn't find a job, but as long as 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd like to move back home mm-hmm. if there was a job for them.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes there is a job for them. They just don't know about it.
Yeah.
And if they'll start investigating that through Jimmy's program and we'll start trying to get more information out on things like that, we might beef up our population some
mm-hmm.
and get some of those folks back home.
Yeah.
And certainly we have a lot of new people moving to Clay County, at least buying lots in Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that they've sold somewhere around 500 lots out at the point.
Yes, they sold a lot.
And that's a lot of people. If every one of those folks built in Clay County, that's going to really help us. That
mm-hmm.
would improve our property tax base and allow us to have more businesses downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, when you're a small county, it's very difficult for businesses to make it. You have to have population.
Yes.
And so we'll start trying to build that population. We have for several years now actively gone after retirees. Up until the virus came along, we even had a retiree committee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the main goal of that committee to recruit people to move to Clay County. We have had, I guess if you really looked at the number of folks who have moved to Clay County in the last 20 years, if you just took them out, our population would just about tank out.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be one of the really smaller counties in Tennessee. All right, we'll take another break right here, and then we'll come back and we'll do the birthdays and the anniversaries and talk about a couple of other things. We'll break for a station.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists, often after wisdom teeth removal? These drugs carry risks, but you can help reduce your risk or the risk for a loved one. If prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days, using over-the-counter pain relievers, and properly disposing of unused medications. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
All right, we're back, and Taylor, who's had a birthday and who's had an anniversary?
Well, Joe Ray Jones has had a birthday. Billie Jean Smith, Crystal Crison has a birthday coming up, and Emily Flapp has a birthday coming up. And we want to wish Billie and Sue Terry a happy anniversary. I'm sorry. The other day, they said that it was 56 years they had been married.
Well, I noticed that that you had one birthday on there that's kind of unique. That's Joe Ray Jones' birthday. He was 96, I think, quite recently. I had breakfast with his son-in-law this morning, and he was telling me about that.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So Billie Jean Smith is the birthday winner today, and he can come pick up his prize on Monday from the chamber.
And we think the prize will be, we're going back to ice cream cakes, but we're not absolutely sure of that. But come by Monday, and we'll have the prize ready for you.
Dr. Young, you forgot the biggest news of the
whole town this week. Is that not big? That is huge.
Do you think we need to tell them?
Yes, we do.
But why? You think they're going to be excited, too?
I hope so.
Well, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We now have the lease for, get ready, Donaldson Park! Yay! This has been something that we have been working on for how many years now, Dr. Young?
Well, we wrote the proposal over 2 years ago, and the Corps has had it now for 2 years, I think 2 years and about 3 months.
Uh-huh.
But they finally got it ready to sign, and the city mayor has that in her hands right now, and I'm sure she'll want to go through all the legal aspects of that thing, and once they get that honed down, the city will take over the park.
Yep.
And one other thing, the mayor's already been on here talking about this. We were able to get a grant, a joint grant with the county and city, and buy quite a bit of new playground equipment. So mixing the playground equipment with what's already there will make a really nice playground up there.
Oh, I can't tell you how many people are excited for that new playground equipment. When I told them say there's an inclusive swing and that there's a toddler swing going to be up there, oh, man, I can't tell you. I'm excited to go back down there. I remember growing up, and my mom would take me down there all the time, and we'd play in the sand. There used to be a little digger there, and
I know what. You're wanting to go play in the sand.
I do. I want to go play in the sand. I'm excited for my kids to go play.
Well, one thing that we have a lot of requests for, and we're constantly searching for grants, so we might be able to do this at some point in the future, is the splash pad.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Like they have in Livingston.
Mm-hmm. I know that takes a lot of money, but I think it'd be a great investment for our county.
You know, I want to mention that. I've got a couple of minutes left here. I just saw a news bulletin this morning. I think it was on one of the radio stations around Cookeville. And they were talking about the deal that Livingston has that no other town in the Upper Cumberland has. They get to share in the sales tax. All the sales tax that's collected, or 5% of the sales tax that are collected, 5% of the 7% of state tax that are collected around the square gets to stay around the square.
Well, how do we get in on that? Let's figure it out.
We can't. that was done by the Department of Administration and state government years ago, and they're not doing that anymore.
Oh, man.
They made a bad deal. It's costing them too much money.
Yeah.
But right now, they just got $300,000 out of that deal.
Wow.
So you can have splash pads and a whole bunch of things when you have that kind of money.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Taylor, for being here this morning, and we've already thanked Jimmy for being here, and we'll be back next week, and hopefully next week you'll have Thomas back with you, and or have
somebody here besides me and who are more well-versed in how to run a radio show. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.